아멘시라가.
Let's pray. Our loving Father in heaven, we thank thee again that we can call you our Father, and we thank thee again that we can look into thy word, and Lord, we had a very serious part of thy word, where our wonderful Savior came down, and he loved us so much that he went all the way to the cross for us. And we are so thankful and grateful that he loved us so dearly, that he offered himself up. So our Father, we thank thee for thy word. Teach us from thy word of thy great love and how much our Lord Jesus loved us. So we give thee thanks now and ask thee to teach us from thy word. We ask in Jesus' precious name, giving thee thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now we've been looking at this miserable drawing that I've done. So we saw that the high priest only once a year could come in here for the sins of the people.
看见大祭司只能一年一次进到这个幔子里为所有人的罪来献祭。
And it says there that it was the Holy Spirit excuse me.
Bless you.
Signifying or showing that the way into the holiest was not yet complete.
Yeah, which verse?
I had no verse. That was me.
yeah, say that again.
I'm just trying to look for the... Yes, verse 8. The Holy Spirit showing by this that the way into the most holy place had not yet been disclosed.
对，这是第八节，希伯来书九章八节。 他说头一层帐幕人存的时候进入至圣所的路还未显明。
Because there was this veil here.
这就是个幔子挡住的。
However, we read down now in verse 11.
但是呢我们现在有第十一节开始新的故事开始。
Not only was Christ the sacrifice, but he was also the priest.
所以不但基督是那个祭物，他也是那个祭司，就他自己死在十架上的时候。And
as priest and sacrifice, he could go into the temple not made with hands.
所以他作为祭司呢，他可以进到这个圣殿里啊，不是人手所造的圣殿。Verse 11,
the last part.
十一节说的，后面那半部分说的。
We read that when Christ came as a high priest of the good things that are already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, that is, not man-made, that is to say, not part of this creation.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造的，也不是属乎这世界的。
In other words, He went into heaven itself, of which this here is just kind of like an illustration of what the reality is in heaven.
所以在天上的这个地上这个样子的会幕，其实只是一个天上真实的那个更大的非人手所造的一个影子。So
he came with his, and he as priest came with his own blood, entered into the holy place, and then he went right into the most holy place with his own blood.
所以呢，他作为祭司，他拿的什么血呢？是他自己的血，他也是祭物，在天上，他进，直接进到至圣所，然后再用他的血来献上赎罪祭。Verse
12, he did not enter. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, having obtained eternal redemption.
这就是十二节讲的非常重要的一句了。他说，耶稣这个祭司并不是用山羊和牛犊的或者这种动物的血，乃是用谁的血？自己的血，一次进入圣所，就永远做了成了永远赎罪的事。
See, under the old priesthood, the priest once a year came in. They had to do it every year, had to be renewed every year, showing that it wasn't eternal redemption. It was just God passing over for the moment until the perfect sacrifice could come.
所以呢，在旧约里。 大祭司每年一年一次进去呢，他是每年每年每年每年都要做，每年就做就意味着呢，他并不是一个永恒能满足神要求的事，只是呢，在那一个做完那一刻呢，那一年神只是把这个时间跨过去，来等候呢真正的献祭到来。And
so now we come, if you jump ahead to verse 24, that same chapter of Hebrews.
如果我们在同样一章希伯来书九章，我们看二十四节，我们往下看，看到二十四节。
For Christ did not enter a man-made sanctuary that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. Nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with the blood that is not his own. Then Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world, but now he has appeared once for all at the end of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself.
所以24节开始呢。 他说：“因为基督并不是进了人手所造的圣所，这个圣所打括号说的是真的圣所，天上真圣所的影像。他呢，基督乃是进了天堂，如今为我们显在神面前，也不是多次将自己献上，像那大祭司每年带着牛羊的血进入至圣所。如果是这样呢，他从创世以来，基督从创世以来就必须多次受苦了。但如今基督在这末世只显现一次，把自己献为祭，好除掉罪。”
And so the Lord Jesus, when he was on the cross, cried, finished. That work, he had shed his blood. He yields up his spirit to the Father. Then with his own blood, he entered into the heaven itself, with his own blood. And there he satisfied God's justice. For us.
在耶稣在十字架上讲说 finish 成了，那他呢自己的祭物的血就有了，所以他带着自己这个血在天上进到那真正的至圣所里，替我们献上一次，献上满足了上帝的要求。
One sacrifice for sins forever.
一次献上这个祭物，永恒的罪的赎价都付上。
Now, was God satisfied? Is the question.
那上帝有没有满意呢? 对这样的献祭。
He demonstrated that at the very instant that Christ as the high priest with his own blood went into God's presence, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom.
我们怎么知道呢? 当他进到那个至圣所，他把这个做完以后，我们怎么知道神的这个满意了呢? 就那个幔子啊。 地上那个圣所，至圣所那个幔子，从上到下就撕开来。
It was the time of the evening incense when the priest, when one of the priests would come in and burn incense. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
这是正好献晚香的时候，就是下午那个点进去献香，差不多就是下午三点的时候。
When Jesus went into the God's presence, God, as it were, with his hand from the top to the bottom, the veil was opened up. And you can imagine the priest that was in there must have been terrified because there he would be in the presence of God.
你可以想象啊，就是当耶稣在天上把这个祭物献好以后，上帝把这个幔子撕开了，那个在地上献晚香的这个。 这个祭司肯定会吓一大跳，因为这个一拉开，他就直接面对什么了？直接面对那个至圣所里面那个施恩座了。这个他吓死了。But
it was only a demonstration. It was only a picture that the way into not just the temple in Jerusalem, but the that the way into God's very presence in heaven has now been opened up.
所以这就是一个真实的表现方式，就是原来是这么进去的，现在呢，我们直接来到那个至高神面前的路呢，已经全部打开了，当中没有任何的拦阻，就没有慢阻，我们可以直接到他面前去。
So the way into heaven now, the Bible calls it a new and living way. It isn't through the intermediary of a priesthood who had to keep going and keep going and keep going. Now there is a new and living way into God's presence.
所以圣经管这个叫什么样的方法？一个新的，又是一个活的方法，来到神的面前，而不是像旧约那样，你是不停地拿着动物的血，一次一次，一次一次，然后还是隔着一个幔子。
Now turn over to chapter 10 of Hebrews.
我们继续往下，希伯来书的十章。
I know this is maybe new. How many is this all new to? Is this all new to a few of you?
就这个大家应该都不熟哈，这个东西。
Not new to you?
对，大家应该这个都不熟，这有点。
Maybe I get you come and teach it then. But for some it's new, but it's a very important lesson.
非常重要的一课。
How do we get saved? We believe in the Lord Jesus.
我们怎么得救呢？是我们信靠耶稣基督。
Now all these are details of actually how he obtained our salvation.
这些都是所有的细节，他是怎么样得着我们这个救恩，他做成的。
They're details, but they're very interesting details.
但是非常有意思的细节。
This next statement now is for those that have actually believed.
然后第十章呢，其实是在讲那些已经信的人会发生什么。
Those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ.
已经是信靠耶稣基督。
Because the writer now to Hebrews, he addresses believers.
因为希伯来书的对象，写信的对象，读者就是一些信徒。
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
他们都是弟兄和姊妹,
since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, by a new and living way.
因为我们现在有信心啊，有一个新的活的方法来到至圣所里面去了。
Sorry, I misquoted that. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place, how? By the blood of Jesus.
Which verse?
Verse 19.
Chapter 10, 19.
Yep.
然后十章十九节说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
See, we have confidence. There was no confidence of the priesthood going in. They didn't know if the blood was going to be accepted, if God was going to accept them year by year. There must have been fear on the place of the high priest when he went in and opened up the curtain and went in. He wasn't sure if he'd come out alive.
所以在旧约里面那些祭司呢，其实他是没有信心的。他一年一年进去的时候，他是带着恐惧战惊的心进去，他不知道这个能不能够蒙悦纳。
What if the blood of the animal he was taking, maybe that animal was, there was something wrong with the animal that they didn't see, and perhaps the sacrifice was not right, or maybe the priest, his own life or heart was not right.
所以你可以想象，他带着祭物的时候，他会想，这个也许这个祭物本身不是那么完整无瑕的，有一些瑕疵，然后他献的方法可能出了一些问题，或者他的心也不对，他并不是他里面自己身上也带着罪，那他很可能是会有担心的。
But we have a perfect priest with the perfect sacrifice.
然后但现在呢，我们有一个完美的神和一个完美的祭司和完美的祭物。
And he only had to make the one sacrifice.
那他只需要献一次祭就够了。
And now God has said that the way I've accepted the sacrifice, he tore the veil down and opened up the way into his presence.
然后他说现在我们要上帝说又新又活的路呢，他就把幔子就撕开了，我们就可以直接到他那去了。
So he says there in verse 19 and 20 again.
二十节他就说到。
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, open for us through the curtain, that is his body.
他说是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，是从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
See, what kept the people out was the fact that of God's holiness. But now he had come and offered his own body as the sacrifice, shed his blood to pay for the sins, and now the way is open, a new and a living way.
所以阻挡人到神面前去的就是个幔子。那现在呢，上帝圣子把他自己献上，用他的身体和血做了祭物。那我们就可以借着这个一次献的祭呢，坦然到神面前去了。
And now what we have this has been removed. That veil has been removed.
那我们现在呢，这个幔子没了，挪走了。
And we have a great high priest now who stands here.
那我们现在有一个大祭司站在边上。
And those who believe are called, we're all called priests.
然后那些一切相信的呢，就是我们就都被称作什么祭司，那我们都进去了。
So that we can all, we're all invited to come, to have confidence, to come into God's presence.
然后我们都被邀请，而且是我们有信心，不是没有信心，不是带着惧怕，我们知道，我们带着喜乐，我们进去。
And he says there in verse 19, to have confidence.
对，所以十九节他会说，坦然进入，是有这个信心进去的。
And why should we have such confidence?
为什么我们有这样的信心呢？
Verse 21,
二十一节说的。
We have this great high priest who is over the house of God.
因为有一位大祭司他治理神的家。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the great high priest now.
那耶稣基督就是那个大的祭司。
He was the perfect sacrifice. With his own blood he went in, obtained eternal redemption, and is now our great high priest.
他是一个永恒的祭物，为了我们献上得着永恒的救恩，他也是那个永恒里一直替我们，向神代求的那个大祭司。
And he tells us to draw near, let us come near to God. We don't have to stay outside, right? You know, the world is outside here.
所以他让我们现在幔子裂开以后，他要我们干什么？他要我们接近神，到神面前去啊！就是二十二节最后讲的，就来到神的面前去。世界是在外面的。
We see that a believer comes in the gate.
啊，一个信徒呢，他就进门了。
The Lord Jesus said, "I am the door. You to come in." There we see the burnt sacrifice, the sin offering. He offered himself as a sacrifice.
啊，然后进去了，我们就看见。耶稣把他自己献为祭，这个罪的问题就解决了。
That's the basis. The blood shed and the sacrifice given is the basis of our relationship with God.
这是个基础，这是我们跟神和好的一个基础。
But as priests, then we come to the laver. If there's any defilement, when you walk around, your feet get dirty. When you work, your hands get dirty. You must wash your hands and feet.So, we read that we need to confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So then we're cleansed at the laver.
所以你会看见这个是一个非常形象的，世界上的人一进门，耶稣说他是门，我们进了门，看见的是救恩，救恩是他献上的一次献上的祭，这是一个特别重要的基础。然后呢，我们第二个看见的是洗涤盆。洗涤盆洗的是手和脚，因为我们这个是全人都洗了， 这个只是洗的手，因为你在地上走，你在地上做工，你的手和脚会脏，这就是代表着我们信了以后，他也会需要来到神的面前去承认我们的过犯。这个过犯呢，不是sin 的这个一次洁净的那个过犯，是你常常也会，这就是耶稣跟彼得洗脚的时候，彼得要他说全身都要洗，他说你只需要洗什么？洗手和脚，对。
Yeah, so now he tells us to come near. Verse 22, he says to come near, but he mentions though, doesn't he? A heart, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. So that speaks of the cleansing. Before we come into God's presence, we want to have our sins confessed, any sins we know.
那并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洁净了，对，就是我们来到这里的时候，这个罪已经都没有了。
Chapter 4 and verse 16.
那第四章的第十六节 ，Hebrews, right?
Hebrews, yeah, still in Hebrews.
Verse 14.
And here again it talks about our great high priest. Verses 14 to 16. Now maybe we can have a seat again to rest your weary bones.
那我们那个希伯来书的四章的十四到十六节哈，大家都看见，往前翻哈。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也是凡事受过试探与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So here is we get another look at our great high priest. And a priestis one who represents the people to God.
一个祭司其实就是代表人到神面前去的那一位。
And we have one there at God's right hand.
那我们现在在神的右手边有这么一位。
A man.
他是个人。
Who knows everything about us.
他知道我们一切的感受，一切的事。
Verse 15, he says,For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who was tempted in every way just as we are, yet he was without sin.
这就是十五节讲的意思，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也凡事曾受试探，与我们一样，只是没有犯罪。
He knows firsthand the human condition.
他知道人的每一样的事情。
As a babe and as a young child and as a young man, he knew all the challenges of life.
他知道他是作为孩子，作为年轻人，作为一切的角色，他知道人所面对的挑战。
He could sympathize with us.
所以但是呢，他也会同样的跟我们有，他会体恤我们的软弱。
Because he was tested and tempted the same as we.
因为他是跟我们也一样受过试探。
So he knows what we're going through.
他知道我们所经历的是什么。
But he's perfect because he had never sinned.
但他是完美的，所以他因为他从来没有犯罪。
So therefore in verse 16 it says there, something very practical. Here's a verse you ought to memorize and commit it to your heart.
但是这就到了十六节，是建议大家可以去背的一节经文。
He says,Let us approach the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
See, this mercy seat here, it really represented the throne of God.
所以这个施恩座真的是就是代表神的宝座，就神的座位就在这。
It's the place where God dwelt.
这就是神住的地方。
So, as the throne, There in Hebrews chapter 4 says, come boldly now to the throne of grace.
这就是希伯来书四章讲的，我们可以坦然无惧地来到神的施恩宝座前。
It's no longer a throne of judgment that had to be protected by a thick veil, otherwise.
这不再是一个审判的座，因为那样的话，它需要有一个很厚的幔子要遮起来。
The place is now open. God's presence is now open for every one of us.
神的座位现在已经开开来，为了一切信他的人，现在都打开。
For every brother and sister, we can go directly to the throne of grace.
每一个弟兄和姊妹都可以直接来到神的面前，来求他的怜悯和帮助。
See, sometimes we get an idea that God's throne, sitting on his throne, that he's high and holy and far away.
所以我们有的时候会有一个内心的感受，哦，神坐在他的宝座上是很远的，很圣洁的，是很惧怕的。
But what did God do when he sat on it, when he was sitting on his throne?
那神坐在他的宝座上，他做什么呢？
He said, "My beloved son, I want you to go down to earth, become a man, and I want you to give yourself on the cross and die for man's sin, and to suffer there." Because I want these people to know how much I love them, and I want them to be my people.
所以他跟圣子说呢，他说你下去道成肉身，你成为人的样式，然后替他们的罪死了，付上这罪的代价，借着这样的方式呢，我要让和人和好，因为我要把我的爱给到他们。
See, all this is not just about rescuing an endangered species.
所以这个完全就是在一个拯救一个危难的种族的一个过程。
God is love.
神就是爱。
And how could he demonstrate his love?
那他怎么样能表现出他的爱呢？
But to give all that he has in demonstration of that love to those who are unworthy to receive it.
他把一切他所有的爱呢，给到那一些本来不配得的人。
That's grace.
这就是恩典。
To give to someone something that they do not deserve.
恩典的意思就是给一些人他本来不配得的好处，就是恩典。
Mercy is withholding judgment that is deserved.
怜悯就是你本来把应该要给到别人的审判，给到那个应该有他配得这个审判，你收回来，这叫怜悯。就是我不审判你该受的审判，这叫怜悯。我给你本该不配的恩，不配的好处，这叫恩典。
That's why it was called in some places a mercy seat or atonement seat.
这就是为什么我们叫这个叫施恩座，或者说叫遮蔽罪的座。
God didn't punish the people. Instead, year by year, he withheld his judgment.
在本来按照人的该得，他上帝应该有的惩罚就来了。但是上帝借着旧约的这个方式，他一年一年，一年一年往后拖，一年往后拖。
But he still, there wasn't a perfect sacrifice, so he couldn't come out in grace and give us eternal life through just believing.
所以即便这是个怜悯人，没有上帝没有给到人应该有的审判，但是呢，那样的献祭不足以让神从这个宝座上出来，把他恩典，就是我们本不配得的恩典给到我们，因为这当中依然隔了一个很厚的幔子。
But now, you see, the throne is now a throne of grace, and we can come to God and obtain more grace that we need in order to live for Him in this world.
所以这个现在这个宝座就变成了真正给恩典施恩的宝座，就是我们本来一切不配得的那一切的好处，上帝特别盼望给我们的，因为这个幔子裂开，他就 可以倾倒在我们身上。
See, it says, come, approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
这就是十六节讲的意思。我们只管坦然无惧，怀着信心，一点没有害怕的来到施恩的宝座前，来干什么呢？是要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Now, there's two things here.
这里有两件事情。
Number one, we're not perfect.
第一，我们不是完美的。
He is perfect.
他是完美的。
His sacrifice is perfect. It's perfectly acceptable to God.
他的献祭是完美的，而且是全然被神接受的。
Not only was it, he displayed that by tearing the veil in two, showing us a new way into his presence.
因为上帝怎么看，我们只能知道他是悦纳这个祭呢？他把整个这个幔子撕开来了，让我们能够有一个又新又活的方式来到他面前。
But he also raised Jesus from the dead, didn't he? That was a demonstration of God's acceptance of the sacrifice.
那同时呢，他又让耶稣三天后复活了。那这是一个另外一个更好的证据，让我们看见神悦纳了他的。
But I mentioned we're not perfect.
我们讲到我们不是完美的。
Is there any provision made for our For us. Yes. We read there, we can come to the throne of grace to what? First of all, receive mercy.
然后我们知道我们是不完美的，但我们就会需要帮助。那我们有帮助从哪来呢？那就是十六节来的。
Mercy is where God withholds what we deserve, doesn't it?
对，mercy 这个怜悯这个词就是本来我们应该配得的那个惩罚，神收回去的。
And so, how do we get mercy?
我们怎么样得到怜悯呢？
When we sin, what we do is we confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us.
这就是我们信了以后，我们还会犯罪吗？会的。那我犯罪怎么办？怎么得怜悯呢？就像孩子来到父母前承认，我承认我的罪和不义。他是信实的，约翰一书讲，那他必要洁净我们的罪。
That's mercy.
这就是怜悯的意思。
But that doesn't help me, I mean, that takes care of the past, but it doesn't help me with my present problems, does it?
但这个是解决了我过去做的事情，但是不能解决我现在有的问题啊，我困难怎么办？
So what we need to do there is we have to ask for grace. Lord, help me, give me the grace I need for the situation that I find myself in.
这就是 grace 这个恩典的用处，就是说主啊，你要给我，我现在要解决这个问题，是我本不配得的，但是我需要你的帮助的那个部分。
So we have a new and living way that's opened up into heaven itself.
这就是一个又新又活的方式，进到至圣所。
Now, this is a picture of the tabernacle in the wilderness.
这是在旷野的一个会幕的这个影像。
Solomon built a great temple.
然后呢？在所罗门呢，就把这个旷野是用这些个围啊，这个木头搭的。所罗门就直接把它建成了一个大的圣殿，这个结构是一模一样的。
But it was built on the same basic pattern.
它是一模一样的结构嘛。
Instead of a tent with skins, animal skins and linen, it was made of stone and timbers.
它相反，它不是用那些什么动物皮啊或者的细麻。来做的一个，这是旷野用的会幕，但所罗门用的全是石头。
And but it was destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是呢，这个第一圣殿呢，所罗门建的就被巴比伦人给毁了。
Then it was rebuilt on a smaller scale at the time of Ezra and Nehemiah.
但是呢，在他们从巴比伦人回归，在以斯拉和那个尼希米的时代呢。他们又重建了第二圣殿，但是规模要比第一圣殿要小很多了。
And later, that temple, Ezra and Nehemiah's temple, it was embellished, made more beautiful in the time of Herod the Great.
第二圣殿呢，在希律王的时代，就是耶稣来之前的那个时代呢，就被那个希律王呢就扩大和装潢的很，就整个又做得更漂亮了，非常大。
And it was very beautiful, and the Jews are very proud of this temple.
然后那个圣殿呢是如此的漂亮，然后 犹太人非常引以为豪，就希律花了很多的钱在上面。
And we read about the disciples coming to the Lord and saying, "Look at this, Lord! Look at those beautiful stones."
这你记得那个福音书里讲的，门徒们跟耶稣说：“主啊，你看如此漂亮的、如此好的一个圣殿。”
And the Lord said to his disciples, "There will come a day," he said, "when there won't be one stone on top of another; they'll be all pulled down."
这也是那个耶稣讲那个著名的那个教导的时候，他总有一天呢。这个圣殿一块石头不会在另一块石头上。
And that was the temple, Herod's temple, where the priest came in that day to burn incense. And suddenly he saw that veil torn open in two from top to bottom.
就是在这个第二圣殿，而且是希律这个扩大过的第二圣殿里面，然后大祭司进去献香的时候，整个幔子全部裂开来。
And no doubt the Jews, they patched up that tear, and they kept on with their religion.
你可以想象啊，那些不相信主的这个犹太人呢，他们最后又把那个裂开的幔子怎么样，又缝起来，再把它挂上去。
But in one generation, the Romans this time would come and destroy that temple, tearing it down stone by stone.
然后在一代人之内呢，罗马人就过来把整个圣殿全部毁了，然后每块石头都掀掉了。
But nothing will disturb the true temple above.
但是没有会能够影响真正的天上的圣殿。
Where our great high priest is there, welcoming us into his presence.
我们真正的大祭司在欢迎我们，等候我们去到他的面前去。
No more than welcoming.
对，比欢迎还要深的感受。
Desiring.
特别盼望我们。
Our presence with him.
特别盼望我们能跟他在一起。
And one more thing aside here is that the temple we read in Ezekiel is going to be rebuilt.
然后还有一件我要提的呢，就是在以西结书旧约里面呢，讲到这个圣殿还会再被建一次。
As a matter of fact, the Jews already have started to draw up plans.
事实上，今天的犹太人已经开始在做这个计划。
And during the last days, they're going to rebuild that temple.
在过去的一些日子里面，在末日里面呢，他们最后在末日的时候，他们会要再重建这个圣殿，就第三圣殿。
But the church, those that have entered into the holy place, not made with hands. Those that are priests of God now, the church, we're going to be in heaven when the Jews begin to build their temple.
但是呢，在犹太人建他们第三圣殿的时候呢，整个教会在那个时候已经被提了，就我们会在天上，如果我们还活着的话。
The church's destination is heaven.
因为教会的最终的目的是天堂。
Our blessings are in heaven.
因为我们的祝福是从天上来。
And that's where our hope, the Lord Jesus, is going to come from heaven.
因为我们的盼望，我们的耶稣基督是从天上来。
And meanwhile, we'll reign over the earth during the thousand-year reign of Christ.
当然了，我们在千禧年的时候呢，我们要跟主一起来统治全地一千年。
When His kingdom comes and all His enemies are put down.
当他的国度来的，他整个的就在大灾难之后，他整个的敌人被消除之后，那。
We won't be reigning on the earth. We'll be reigning over the earth.
我们不是在地上，我们是在地，超越这个地。
Perhaps something like the angels now that are doing the will of God in the heavens.
某种程度像就像那个天使现在来按照神的旨意来做的那个样子一样。天使不是生活在这地上，但是他在空中啊。
But there will be the new.A new temple on earth.
那个时候会有个有形的地上的第三圣殿会建起来。
You might ask, well, why do you need a temple when you got the real thing in heaven?
那你会问为什么还需要一个新的圣殿？因为如果真正的已经在天上有了。
Well, the people on earth, they can't see into heaven.
因为在地上的人他看不见天上的事。
In the old time.This represented something which was yet future, and it was coming.
在旧约的时候，这些代表着未来一些要来的事情。
And it was all fulfilled in the Lord Jesus.
然后在耶稣里面呢，他已经完完全全实现了。
Right? He was the sacrifice.
他是祭物。
He is the cleanser.
他是那个洁净的。
He's the light of the world.
他是
the bread of God.
他是世界的光，他是地上的粮。
Right? And it's through him all our praises rise to God.
然后借着他，我们一切祷这个献香就像祷告赞美一样，都借。
And in his own blood, he went into the holy place.
然后在他的血里面，我们进到了至圣所。
But in the Old Testament of which we've been reading, that was all future.
然后在旧约里面，我们读的时候，这些都是预表在未来要发生的事。
During the millennium, it'll be a new temple, and it'll be looking back in remembrance, the same way as we now break the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of Him. We look back to what He's done.
在千禧年的时候为什么还需要一个这就像今天我们领圣餐一样这是一个纪念我们是往回看的不是往因为已经发生了已经成了然后我们常常会纪念那个时候所以会有个新千禧年的圣殿是为了纪念
There'll be visible reminders of what the Lord had done 2,000 years before
因为那样的话就有一个非常有形的纪念告诉我们耶稣在2000年前他到底为我们做了什么
Any questions on this?
有什么问题吗就今天圣殿剩下的以色列的那个哭墙就是第二圣殿这个圣殿打完灭完以后剩西墙和哭墙剩的最后一堵墙原址现在只有一个清真寺圆顶清真寺
The only visible things of man that are going to be up in heavenAre the prints in Jesus' hands that man made when he put the nails through his palms and through his feet and the spear through his side? Those are the only visible things of man that are going to be in heaven, what they did to him. But you know something, I just want to read to you in John chapter.
Maybe you let.看见啊，耶稣留下来给我们能够有形能看见的东西是什么呢？就是手上的钉痕、肋旁的枪伤、脚上的钉痕、头上的这个荆棘的这个痕，就是这是他在地上留下的痕迹，在天上依然有的，我们能看得见的。
So the work has been done at Calvary for salvation for all of mankind. Now comes the glory.Jesus came to the earth to get a bride, and he died for the church, his bride. And now he's gone back up to heaven again. And if you can just say that.
所以他付上一切代价以后，他现在回到天上。那他要做什么？他在等候他的新娘，就是教会，就是我们这些人。
So if we could read together in John chapter 14.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音的十四章。
Now he can rightly say to all of mankind, to everybody. John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
他说你们心里不要忧愁。十四章一节约翰福音。
People's hearts are troubled.
人们的心里是有忧愁的。
But now Jesus is reassuring them that there's no need for your hearts to be troubled.
所以耶稣现在安慰大家说你不要再忧愁了。
You trust in God, trust also in me.
你们信神呢也当信我。
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
在我父的家里有许多住处若是没有呢我就早已告诉你们了。
I am going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me.
我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
That you also may be where I am.
叫你们知道，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
You know the way to the place where I am going.
我往哪里去你们知道
And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the place?
但多马对他对耶稣说呢，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？
And these are the wonderful words of Jesus when he said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
这就是第六节特别著名的一句经文，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And that statement there that Jesus made is the general pattern of that what Eric drew here on the temple, that Jesus is the way into heaven, Jesus is the truth to heaven, and he is life.
所以这句话它是道路、真理和生命，就是 Eric 今天花好长时间把这个图画出来的一句话总结，就是这个，就是他耶稣是那个进到天堂去的道路，是那样的真理和生命。
So we have a great future to look forward to. Jesus says, I'm coming again. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there you will also be. Shouldn't the bride always be with her husband? Of course. He wants us to be with him. And he's gone to prepare a place for us. In the olden days, I was speaking a couple of weeks ago that the bridegroom would come first of all for the engagement. And the bridegroom would give presents and gifts to the bride and to her parents and her relatives. And then he would go back to his father's place for almost a year. And then he would come back, he would prepare a place for his wife at his father's house, and then he would come back and get his wife and bring her back to his father's house.
所以我们真的有很大的盼望，我们的盼望是耶稣在我们在为我们在天上所预备的，因为我们是新娘。我们在前几次的课里面提到过，在以色列的这个当时的这个习俗里面是新郎第一次来是赴聘礼的，然后订婚，然后呢他会先回去，回去干什么呢？预备地方，预备住处，然后呢大概要一年他再回来干什么呢？把新娘接回去啊。所以我们已经是他的新娘，然后我们要等候他再回来把我们接去。
So just like in a marriage situation, the bride waited patiently for 1 year. Maybe longer, maybe a little bit less, but she didn't know when her bridegroom would come.
所以大约是一年啊，也可能长一点，也可能短一点，但是新娘是不知道新郎什么时候来接她的。
But she had to be ready. She had to prepare herself for marriage life.
但是呢她必须得准备好，她得预备好自己进入到一个结婚姻的这个生活当中去。
And that's what the church's responsibility now is, to wait upon him. He's coming soon with a shout. And that's what in the olden days, the bridegroom would, he wouldn't,tell his bride when he's coming. He never wrote a note to her. He never phoned her or told her that he's coming on such and such a day. When he got close to her village, there would be a shout. And then the bride knew that he was here. He was coming.
所以这就是我们今天教会在做的事情。我们在什么预备好主来接我们，因为我们是新娘。这就在他什么时候来呢？没有人知道。但是有什么样的方式知道呢？有大响声。啊，就是圣经讲的，当号角吹响，大响声头，他就来了。这又是哪里来？这就当时以色列人，这个我们刚才那个故事，就他新郎要来接这个新娘的时候，他不会先打个电话，不会先派个人来，他怎么来了？来了，在村外就会大叫、大喊一声，喊在那个时候呢，新娘就知道新郎来接她了。但在这之前，他是不知道的。那他要做的就是随时预备好，随时预备好。
So that'll be a wonderful time. We're waiting for that event to happen.
这是非常美好的时刻，因为我们一直在等候的那个时刻的到来。
And we must prepare ourselves for that.
当然我们也要预备好自己为那一个时刻。
He bought us with a precious price.
因为他为我们的付上了那宝贵的血来帮我们买赎回去。
You know something, the church has especially a special place in his heart because he paid for us with his own blood.And the others, they're called friends. John the Baptist, the Old Testament prophets, they're called his friends. But we are called the bride of Christ.
所以在他里面哈、啊，在基督里面，我们是一个特别特殊的位置，因为这是用他的命买赎回来，所以他管施洗约翰叫朋友啊。但是呢，我们是新娘啊，朋友跟新娘还是有区别的。
So what a wonderful future we have. But as Eric was saying, that not one sin will enter heaven, not even one. So you can't break that curtain that was 10 centimeters thick, that veil. Nobody could rip it. Nobody could enter into that.
所以我们都知道这个，刚才 Eric 讲到这个幔子裂开，我们都知道那个是特别特别厚的，十公分的这个幔子，人手是撕不开的。
So it's by his grace that we are saved through faith. And that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God.
所以我们是完全是因着他的恩典，凭着我们的信心去得到这个礼物，不是靠着我们的行为。
Well, I guess we could take a look just at as we close here. What effect did that have on the bystanders? These things that went on, the darkness and the cry out at the end, and the tremendous cry, finished. What effect did it have on the people that were around the cross?
你可以想想，在当时他说成了，然后幔子裂开了，这个会对当时的人会有些什么样的，在当场会有什么样的影响？
Luke chapter 23 again.
然后路加的23章呢？
Luke chapter 23 and verse 47, yeah.
路加的23章47节。
Now, a centurion is like a Roman major or colonel.
百夫长呢，他是一个罗马的军官啊。
He's a very high ranking officer.
还是蛮高阶的军官。
And no doubt very experienced and well trained.
当然也是非常有能力的，非常善战的一个。
This was not the first man the centurion had seen die.
这不是第一个。
This was not the first man that the centurion had witnessed his death.
He saw many people die.
所以百夫长他并不是第一次看见这样被钉死，十字架上钉死的人啊，他不是他第一次经历，他执行过这种事情很多次。
We might call him an expert witness.
我们可以管他叫做一个熟练的这个见证人啊，见证好多钉死在十字架上的。
As a matter of fact, he was called in to Pilate, who is the judge, to tell Pilate that he was actually dead. The Lord Jesus had died.
所以他是那个百夫长去通知比拉多的那个总督的人说耶稣已经死了的那个百夫长。
And so the centurion had seen many die.
百夫长见过很多这样死的人。
What did he think about this death?
那他怎么来看待这个人的受死？
He says this.
他说
,verse 47.
47节说
The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, surely, this was a righteous man.
百夫长看见这所成的事，就归荣耀与神，说这真是个义人。
Now look what, that isn't all he said, because we read in Matthew Matthew, chapter 27, verse 54.
我们看一下马太的27章的54节，他是怎么说的啊？
Not only the centurion, but the other soldiers as well agreed with the centurion.
不单单是百夫长和一同看守耶稣的，都一起都认可百夫长的看见。
When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely he was the Son of God."
马太福音27:54，百夫长同一同看守耶稣的人看见地震并经历的事，就极其害怕，说：“这真是神的儿子了。”
This was a most unusual death.
这是个非常不一样的死。
And they confessed that he was the Son of God and a righteous man.
因为他们承认他是神子，是一个义人。
So that's a witness that we have of these observers, these expert witnesses.
他是一个很专业的这个见证人，因为他见证很多的死亡的。
This is the Son of God.
但是他能够说这是神的儿子。
These 3 hours of darkness and that big earthquake and the veil of the temple and even though his life was at the end, yet he yelled with a victorious life like someone who had just conquered a city.
所以你可以想象百夫长见的是什么？三个小时的全地的黑暗、地震、幔子裂开，以及耶稣在最后的时刻，他甚至用得胜的声音喊成了，这都不是他以前见到过的事情。
This was not the last breath of a dying man.
这不是一个最后要死的人的最后一口气 呼出去的那个样子的。
This was a triumphant cry, and then he willfully gave his spirit up.
这是一个得胜的呼喊，而且他在他自己的意愿里愿意把他的灵交出去的那样的状态。
When he bowed his head and died, the word there is not the, it didn't just fall down. He put it down. It shows an act of will that he put his head down, yielded up his spirit.
所以圣经说的他低下他的头，他不是一个说像死人那样气没了头就垂下来的，他是在他自己的意愿里他交出去，所以他是低头，然后灵再取走。
There were a lot of other people there too, though, were watching an execution. It was, I guess, entertainment for many.
所以很多的人一直也在边上看啊，其实所以不止一个见证人。
Verse 48.
这是48节，我们回到路加23:48。
When all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place, they beat their breasts and went away.
聚集观看的众人见了这所成的事，就捶着胸回去了。
They were so overcome with emotion. They knew something had important had happened here.
所以他们都被他们自己的情感给抓住了，因为他们在这一切的事情当中，他们意识到一个是有一个特别重要的事情发生了，他们虽然不知道是怎么回事。
People were deeply affected by the events of the cross.
他们被这个十字架上所发生的呢，完完全全所打动了。
But they went away.
但他们都离开了。
Many people are affected by the truth at first. Maybe they're stirred a little bit in their hearts, but then they just go their way.
很多人也是一样啊，他们会被神的真理打动，但他也就离开了最后。
God was dying.
上帝在十字架上死了。
And had finished a tremendous work on man's behalf.
然后为了在人的位置上成就了很多奇妙的功。
And the people, they came perhaps just to witness, just to see for some excitement. They got it. They got the excitement.
然后那些来的人某种程度是就像娱乐一样，他们看见了，他们很好，他们觉得很是的确是一个很大的事，然后他们就回去了。
It's like people, they go to a hockey game or a football game.
就像去一个冰球和橄榄球的这个赛场一样。
And they see their home team score the winning goal.
然后他们看见他们的自己家乡的队得进球了，得胜了。
And they go away happy.
然后他们很高兴地离开了。
Or at the last minute, the opposing team scores and wins the game.
或者说呢，在最后一分钟，他的对方的球队进球了，他们输了。
And the people beat their breasts.
然后他们就很捶着胸就回去了。
And they go away.
然后他们也回去了。
And they're not changed by what has gone on in the game. For most people, that day at the cross, this was just another game.
但是他们并没有被这个信息所接进去，所改变，因为在那一天，很多人只是看了就回去了。
But verse 49 gives us a great encouragement.
那四十九节给我们很大的鼓励。
But all those who knew him, especially the women who had followed him from Galilee, they stood at a distance watching.
但四十九节说，还有一切与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们，都远远地站着看着这事。
They didn't leave him there.
他们并没有就这么走了。
We learn later that they followed. We'll look at that next week. The burial of the servant.
然后我们下一周会看他们一直跟着的，就跟随耶稣的埋葬。
How they followed.
他们怎么样跟随？
The Lord Jesus to his burial place.
他们怎么样跟着耶稣来到他的埋葬？
And their devotion to him.
然后他们把自己一切都交出来。
Can I just say one thing here? Okay. About this centurion. A centurion in the Roman army, he was in charge of 100 people.
一个百夫长，他在罗马军队里面管100号人。
And this centurion had experienced and witnessed many, many crucifixions. That's probably his job.
所以这个百夫长他见证了，或者说他看见了很多很多这样的受刑啊，这很可能就是他的工作。
But he'd never experienced a crucifixion like this.
他从来没有见过这样的十字架受刑的经历。
Everything was in control. Jesus had control of everything. Even to his last breath, there was a miracle when he shouted out that it is finished. He never seen, those men were pretty well dead at that point. To shout out like that is the power of God. It's a miracle. The earthquaking, the darkness, it's the power of God. He never saw any crucifixion like that before.
不管是耶稣在十字架上最后讲的那些话还是经历的这些神迹，这他从来没有见过。
Little wonder he said that this is the Son of God.
所以我们才会明白他为什么说这真的是神的儿子。那我们一起来祷告。亲爱的父，谢谢您让我们看见主在十字架上最后为我们所成就的事是何等美好的事让我们看见。我们今天能够坦然无惧地来到您的面前，我要得连续做我们随时的帮助。父啊，也求您赐给我们每一位愿意信靠您的心让我们无论是在何事上都愿意来到您的面前说，主啊，求您帮助。父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们中午的饮食，洁净我们的饮食，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。